The theory is, if you can't beat it, eat it. Better yet, let the sheep and goats do the job.
The more they eat, the better.
Dan Caters manages the farms and gardens at Heritage Hill, an historical interpretive park. He says the 75 rented goats and 15 sheep are hard at work eating invasive plants like honeysuckle, sumac, wild rose, and more. Caters says goats are an historically accurate form of weed control.
Historically, goats were a very common animal. People raised goats because they were easy. They ate everything. You could get milk from them and meat. So yes, the goats would help brush back and clear the brush around a farmstead or whatever.
These goats work for Vegetation Solutions out of Richland County. Owner Ben Roble rents them out for between $150 to $250 a day, depending on contract stipulations.
Anybody with land. This is DNR land. We have nature centers we do. We have private customers. We do subdivisions. Anybody with too much land that they can't, and hills and stuff that they can't get tractors and equipment into. And
this is the first time Heritage Hill has hired goats. Dan Cater says the animals are a hit with visitors.
Well, so far people have just had a ball with this. We keep thinking, oh, we're going to have a 10 or 15 minute tour, and they always end up to be an hour long.
The goats are on a limited engagement. They're expected to finish eating up by Monday. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.